I thought it was odd. John the Baptist is questioning if Jesus is the one or should he wait for someone else. It's odd because John recognized Jesus even when John was still within the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth. When he heard Mary's greeting, he leapt for joy because the salvation was so close at hand. And only being 6 months older than our Lord, they must have known each other growing up. And John witnessed the dove descending on Jesus as he came out of the waters and heard the voice of the Father say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And he told the apostles, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So isn't it odd that he's sending his friends to Jesus to say, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" John is sitting in Herod's prison. He must have known that the outcome was not going to be good for him. And he needs reassurance as he prepares for death. Everything he knew, everything he preached about, everything he pointed towards, was he right? And Jesus gives him that reassurance. He tells us spoken what is spoken to the prophets before John has all come to pass. The blind see, the lame walk, the crippled are able to do their jobs, and good news is preached to the poor. Just as Isaiah said in our first reading, God would do all of this as he comes with salvation for his people. And then Jesus gives them one more reassurance from Isaiah. God will strengthen the hands of the feeble and make firm the knees of the weak. And those whose hearts are frightened will be made strong. Fear not, here is your God. John knows Jesus is the Savior. God is here. He's bringing salvation to his people. John's job is done. I think for us too, you know, we all believe. We all love the Lord. We are giving ourselves for him. But don't we too face times when we wonder, we question, maybe some doubts? When something happens in our lives that we don't always understand, when some tragedy or misunderstanding occurs, where are you, Lord? When we're questioning about what should I do next in my life, for my career or my vocation? Lord, what should I do? I don't know what to do. When I've sinned, Lord, do you still love me? Can you still love me? And we need that reassurance in our own lives as we continue in our journey of faith, that with God's grace and strength and his forgiveness and love, he helps us in all things to be able to be reassured. He's right there. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide us. He does forgive. And I think that in the quietness of our prayer each day, and then when we hear the readings in the scriptures proclaimed, or maybe it's through someone close to us who says something at the right moment, we have that reassurance that we know what we need to do, that God's going to take care of us. We're going to make it. St. John, because of his fidelity to God and preaching the truth, went to his death. But even if that's so, we should take courage and comfort that when we stand up for the truth, when we are doing what is good and right and just before God and others, even though some days it may be more difficult, we have a great example in St. John to stand firm and don't give up. Trust in the Lord. Today marks the midway point in the season of Advent. Gaudete Sunday, which in Latin means rejoice. The church is calling us to rejoice. Rejoice amidst the struggles of life. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us in all things so that we can have that confidence to place our trust in him. And when we are faced with those difficulties and challenges and disappointments of life, when we surrender ourselves to God saying, "Okay, Lord, I need you to do something here. I need you to come in and do something with me here. Show me where I should be going." Then the Lord can enter into our lives. I know we all like to have our control. We all like to make sure we do things the way we want to do it. And God's going to step aside and say, okay, if you know how to do it, go ahead. Usually doesn't work out well for me. It's when I say, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do. I can't do this. Come in here. When I can surrender myself to him, then the Lord is more than willing to come in and show me the way. And it's far better to have Christ on our side than to have him absent from our lives. The Father has given us a great gift in his Son. And that is what we're preparing in these days of Advent as we wait forward for Christmas. Let us not lose sight of the gift of God, his Son, to cherish it each day, to give to him our problems, our concerns, our work, our vocation, our school, our joys, our sufferings, our entire self, and allow him to lead us to where we need to be, knowing that he is by our side.